Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Begin to praise the Lord, because guess what? Your hallelujah belongs to Him. Your praises belong to God. Everything that we do and everything that we're able to do and every single thing that we're able to overcome, our hallelujah belongs to Him. He is the purpose for our praise. So I just thank everyone for calling and tuning in and just being faithful to what God is doing. I just want you to get into a moment of praise. Hallelujah. Just a moment of praise. Forget about what you're going through. Forget about what you have to deal with. But just take a moment and tell Him, my hallelujah belongs to you, God.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord, yeah, yeah.
All of the glory belongs.
Everybody lift your hands right here.
Deserve our praise. God deserves our praises. Without Him, nothing is possible. But with Him, listen to this, with Him, all things are possible. And without Him, nothing is possible. That's the solution. He is the solution. He is the answer. God is the answer to every single thing we go through. Amen. Everything is in the Word of God, and I'm excited and delighted to be here with you on this December 30th, 2020, because it did not have to be where I'm here on this line speaking on behalf of my daddy. I could have been overtaken. I could have been overcame, but it was only by His grace, God, thank you, Father, that I'm able to stand before you in representation of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So just tell Him, God, you deserve all of my praise. Keep giving Him the praise for every single situation. Take I out of the equation and begin to realize that it's all about the kingdom. I want you to understand what I'm saying. It's all about God. It's all about the way that God desire for your life to be. Amen. So again, this is Pastor Teresa Docks, and I humbly come before you as a soldier and a messenger of our Almighty Father. Father, we just thank you for this time with you, Lord God. Father, we submit ourselves to your voice. We submit ourselves to your way, Lord God. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you will lead, guide, and direct us, Father. Father, anything that's not like you, Father, we give it up and we give it away and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to fill this vessel. Hide me and those that are on the line and those that are on the internet. Hide us behind the cross, God, so that we can be used for your use. So, God, as my mouth opens today, God, allow the ear gates to hear what you're saying to the church. For we are the church. God, build us up. Build us up, God, so that we're able to stand in these evil days. In the mighty, matchless, marvelous, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. He deserves our praises. Don't ever be so overcome that you can't acknowledge that he deserves a praise. Do you believe that he is in all things? Yes. God is in all things. There's nothing that can happen without him. Either he allowed it to happen, either it was his will for it to come to pass, his perfect will. See, God has already fixed everything up. It's already established. So fear not. For I hear the Lord saying, fear not, fear not. Get prepared for the end time battle. Get prepared for it. You have to be equipped so that you may be qualified to station as deep, deeply rooted, that you're not moved by circumstances. You're not moved by situations. You're not moved. Why? Because you're a tree. And you're a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you shall not be moved. The church of God is marching. So we have to be steadfast, unmovable. You hear me? Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Sometimes you got to pull away from the normal routine so that you can get the heart of God. Sometimes you have to cut. You know, you got to cut some things. Sometimes you got to bleed so you can heal. I want you to get that. That's a prophetic word to some that's on the line. Sometimes you have to get cut. And, you know, they used to say cut to the white meat so you can bleed. But sometimes you have to go through some pain so it can be heaven's gain. Amen. But I'm excited about our lesson, our teaching today, for I know that we all need to be prepared for this spiritual battle. Yes, we walk in the natural. Yes, we live in the natural, but we must be equipped and qualified. If you don't study, you won't know. You have to study the Word of God so that you would know what to do in every given situation. Yes, study. We have to get in the Word. You know, you have to take time and get in the Word so you can get a clear understanding of what God is saying. So we're going to be talking about understanding the arena of spiritual warfare. You know, understanding it, because it's real. It's real. Amen. It's not a mistake. God allowed it to be. And we are being attacked spiritually every single day. Amen. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You may not even know that it's operative. But it's happening every day. It's a spiritual fight. And we have to fight this good fight of faith. Amen. See, I like to think of it as, and I'm going to associate some things in the natural with the spiritual battle. And then I'll give you some scriptures to read. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians. Amen. And we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And then I want you to go to 1 Timothy. First chapter, verse 18. Amen. Amen. You know, we're being attacked daily. And sometimes you pour out but you're not getting poured into. So you keep pouring out, you keep pouring out. And then before you know, you don't eat. It's like a car. You keep driving it, amen? And if you don't put gas in that car, what's going to happen? If you don't put oil in that car, what's going to happen? You know, the car takes fluid to keep it going. Our body takes the word of God and the spirit to keep us going. Our body takes food to keep us nourished. So God already fixed and set everything up. So what came to me when I asked the Lord about understanding the arena of the of spiritual warfare, what came to me was microeconomics. And it's something that I kind of major in. It is about the ATM activity. We all know what an ATM is. And we all love to go to the ATM, amen, in the natural. And then there's a macro economics. That's M-A-C-R-O, not M-I-C-R-O. The macroeconomic is a global financial market. Amen? Your stocks, your dividends. So we know it's all about the finance, the micro, you're going to the ATM. The macro is more global. So it is with spiritual warfare, I like to associate it with our macro war and our micro battle. Two different kind of battles. We got small battles, and then we have global battles. And the micro warfare is about, I like to say, the whole cosmic war. A micro warfare is about Pacific individual battle, the small battle. However, the entire warfare of the planet is ultimately is just a culminate all of the battles, all of the micro battles put together, and then it becomes a macro. So the purpose of this teaching, the purpose of this sermon or whatever you would like to call it, I would like to focus on your specific battle so that you can be a true conqueror through, amen. We talk about it. We preach, we teach, we study, we take classes, we educate ourselves. We sow our finances into material to become more equipped to teach God people. Yes. Salvation is free, but ministry costs. I keep telling you that. So sow into yourself. Buy your tools so you could be equipped so that when someone asks you a question, you don't know the answer, just humbly tell them, I'll get back with you. And make sure you do, amen, because all things are possible to them that believe. Amen, amen. So spiritual warfare, I want to give you the definition of spiritual warfare. Amen, amen. And I'm going to unmute Elder, and I'm going to ask him if he would so kindly read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. And if you would read, let's see here. I want to have you read 3, 4, and 5. If you would read that and then go to 1 Timothy 1 and 18. Amen. Elder, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Well, praise God. And I want to ask you if you would kindly read that for us.
No problem. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. I was reading from the NIV. Amen.
Okay, go ahead, Elder. Did you read both of them? You read 1 Timothy also?
No, 1 Timothy 1 and 18. It said, Timothy, my son, I'm giving you this command in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by recalling them, you may fight the battle well.
Listen, do you believe that you are in a spiritual battle? Do you believe that the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's, because the spiritual God is a spirit? And then the Bible says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Elder, for so kindly reading that for me. I want to say, if you live this life and you don't recognize that the spiritual warfare exists, you are denying the power thereof. Ours, it is the Lord. That let us know it is a battle. But we also have a role to play. Amen. He said, if you're going to reign with me, hallelujah, that we must what? Suffer with him. Must Jesus suffer the cross alone and all of the world go free? No. We have a responsibility. And we can't go around oblivious of the fact that we're in the battle in conjunction with God. The micro battle is his. And the micro battle is ours. The spiritual battle. And what the enemy does is he waits for a door to be open so he can come in. And then guess what? When he gets too comfortable, hallelujah, he's going to invite his cousin, his auntie, his uncle. He's going to invite the family over. And then they will suck with you. So I'll give you an example. It's a little white lie. You didn't mean no harm. You cracking the door. You took some because you knew they didn't want it, so they was going to throw it away anyway, so you just took it. You just opened the door a little bit wider. It's those little bitty ikes that destroys the vine. See, Paul, in chapter 10, 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, Paul was defending his authority. And as Elder was reading, I want you to understand that we have to recognize that we're in a battle. We're in a battle. We're human. And Elder was reading, we're human. And we don't wage war with humans. Who is the battle with? We don't wage war with humans. That might be their truth, and it may not be our truth, so we're ready to fight. Our battle is not with flesh and blood. I want you to get this. Our battle is not with anyone that's a human being. Our battle is not with their plan. It's not with their method of our warfare are not carnal. So that means they're not natural. The weapons of our warfare are what? They're spiritual. God gave us tools to use, but we're constantly in this realm of the natural. So we're so caught up in the natural that we're unable to see spiritual things. So if we have one that sees something spiritual, we're going to diagnose them as what? Crazy. Or we might say they're a little tapped or touched. I come to serve notice on you that God give us different gifts. you must tap in to every single spiritual gift that God has graced you with. Paul said he wanted all of them. Paul said, give me all of them. The more gifts I have, the more I can help, not just me, I can help you, them, and they. Amen. Tap into your spiritual gifting. Paul was saying here that we use God's mighty weapon, not merely worldly weapons. What do we use them for? To knock down the devil's stronghold. He has some strongholds that will hold you strong, and you'll be so held captive that you won't realize that you are in a hole. Just say if somebody puts you in a headlock. Oh, yeah, that you'll know you're in a headlock. Why? Because you can't breathe. But he is so conniving. He is so subtle that he don't just come and snatch your car. He don't come and just be just nib at you. Just a little bit of time. And before you know it, you'll have a vision. Before you know it, you don't have a bank account. Before you know it, you wake up wondering, what am I going to do today? There's those kind of little things that he takes from you so that you cannot fulfill your calling, that you will not be able to make your calling and election sure. So who is this fight with? Who is this battle with? It is not with flesh and blood. I want you to remember that. See, we get so trapped up. We get so entangled that we always worrying about what somebody else said, what somebody else did, what somebody else planned to do, that we get so caught up that we don't use our godly weaponry, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That God give us, we can destroy every demonic stronghold. And Elder just read, with these weapons, we break down every proud argument. Hear me. That keep, see, these little proud arguments, I want to be right. These little proud arguments, I am right. These little disagreements, they cause you to prevent being effective in the lives of other people. Because you're small-minded, so you want to be right so much that God can use you, because you will humble yourself to the mighty hand of God. I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to me first. Amen. Whenever I minister the gospel, this word is for me. You know, sometimes I'm ministering at the church and I hear people say, you was talking directly to me. And sometimes they get offended, but I'm talking to me. And as I speak, they don't know. I'm hitting myself all across the head. Oops. Upside the head. You know, that was a hard blow. But they don't see it. Guess why? Because it's spiritual. It's a spiritual battle. This is a spiritual battle. If you find yourself in any type of argument, I want you to so kindly get yourself out of the equation. Take yourself out. Take your emotions out. Take that proud look out. Take yourself out and say, you know what? The battle is not mine. It's the Lord's. Let me tap into some spiritual matters. Let me be effective spiritually. And how do we win a natural battle in the natural? How do we win a spiritual battle in the spirit? So you can't fight a spiritual battle in the natural. You fight a spiritual battle in the spirit. You fight a natural battle in the natural. But guess what the good news is? The spiritual battle is supreme. So why be bothered in the natural? Just fight the spiritual battle. Because the spiritual realm controls the natural. So as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen. I'm telling you, I want you to sit down at the table. Guess what? The feast of the Lord is going on. There's a feast going on. and you have to be able to digest the food. And sometimes we can't digest it. You know why? Because we reject it. Why do we reject the food? Because we want to be right. Battle is spiritual. And if you constantly fight a spiritual battle, you will be strong in the natural because you understand the supreme being of the spirit is going to always win. Amen? God's word is defined. He defines our experience. Okay, I'm so glad you asked. I want you to turn to Hebrews. Please have your Bibles. Have your Bibles. Because I'm telling you, that is our food that will sustain us. So when you get into this natural battle, you will win every single time. If you don't let that stinky flesh try to rule, that you understand that your flesh must die so that your spirit can live. See, these demons, they're not playing. They come with a purpose. They come with a mission, and they don't be off course. They don't lose their focus. We lose our focus. They don't lose their focus because guess what? They know they come to kill and they come to destroy. That's all they want to do. What do they want to steal? They want to steal your life. They want to steal your destiny. They want to take your marriage. They want to steal relationships. They want to make sure that you're not purpose-driven. So they cause you to get headaches. They cause you to hyperventilate. They will cause you to not to even remember. See, these demons, see, some people want to say, well, you know, Jesus died and he bared the cross and the battle's not ours and the devil is a lie. As long as we are in this spiritual and earthly realm, the enemy is going to always attack our mind. That's all he has. He attacks your thoughts. And we fight with our thinking. We fight with our thoughts. But I want to help you understand that we win spiritually every single time. Elder, if you would be so kind to turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, we're going to ask you if you would read for us verses 12 and 13. And I'm going to ask everyone if you would please flip the scripture. It's just a blessing in turning those pages. Amen. Elder, are you with us?
Oh, yes, I am.
Amen. If you'd be so kind to read Hebrews 4, 12 and 13 for us.
It says, from the NIV version, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing souls and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitude of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Amen.
Thank you, Elder. You know, God, his promises, it rests upon our lives. His promises rest upon us. In the end, we win. But we have to fight the good fight of faith, and we have to understand that if we don't win daily spiritually, we'll get caught up and we'll be exhausted. And you'll find yourself always not feeling well, always something. The demon is the enemy. Enemy. He into me. And he want to live in me. He want to dwell with me. Why? Because every single thing that God did, Satan wanted to emulate it. So the Holy Spirit said, you know what? I'm going to dwell with you. And then the enemy said, you know what? I'm going to dwell with you too. But then God said, well, I'm not going to live in an unclean temple. Well, the enemy said, you know what? I ain't going nowhere. I live in that unclean temple. God said, I'm out of here. So then you don't realize he's gone. But the enemy's still dwelling there, and he's pretending that it's all good. And then Elder just read that God's word is defined in our experiences. Listen. Listen to what he said. And I pray that you were listening. I'm just going to regurgitate. In 4 and verse 12, for the word of God is full of living power. I love that. Power to live. It is sharper than the sharpest knife. It's going to cut you up. Cutting deep into our innermost thoughts. See, God will cut those thoughts out. We got to let him. He'll cut our desires out that's not like him through the word of God. The word of God will expose us for what we really are. You understand? What we really are, how we really feel, where we need to be sharpened. The word of God will expose us. See, it's nothing in all the creation that can be hidden from him. So if you got demons and they resting in you, God knows it. See, the Bible says everything is naked. It's exposed before him, before his eyes. See, this is the God to whom we must explain all that we have done. All that we have done. So there's nothing hidden from him. He knows all about us. So let's work on ourselves. Let's fight this fight spiritually and say to yourself, 2021 is coming in. And I'm going to make a vow that I'm not going to fight in the natural. I'm just not going to do it. But I'm going to fight in the spirit. And I'm going to learn warfare. And I'm going to learn it to a micro-macro level. That means that I'm going to learn how to tear down some strongholds. I'm going to first start with me, and then I can help you as I constantly help myself. Amen. So this spiritual warfare, it is by nature invisible. Oh, no, you can't just look and see it. You look at a person, I mean, they might look good. Got it going on, nails done, toes done, face made up, got diamond rings on, earrings. Look good. Because it's invisible. It's unseen. My son said to me one time, he said, Ma, I can handle anything as long as I can see it. But there's an invisible world. And that in the Old and New Testament often talk about it. And I'm going to give you the scriptures. And at your leisure, I want to ask you to please read them. 2 Kings, write it down. And at your leisure, please read it. 6, the 6th chapter, verse 15 through 19. You can always listen to our program in archives. You can go to our website. Every program is in archives. And I'll give you the website and everything before we get off the air. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15 through 19. And then I want you to read Daniel 10. Read the whole 10th chapter. And then Ephesians 6, and read verse 10. Because it's that God is a spirit. Do you see spirits? Okay, some of us might be so fortunate to say yes. Because God will open up your spiritual eyes. And you can see spirit. Some can't handle it. It's real. I would not say something that I don't know. But the spiritual battle is by its nature. It's unconventional. It's unconventional. You know, it's not something that you say, oh, this is a, you know, like you go to the grocery store, you go pay your bills, you do what you do with it. That's conventional. But the spiritual warfare is unconventional. Some people think you don't have to do it. Why? because they don't want to deal with demons. They don't want to deal with unseen. People rather deal with something they can see. Money they can spend instead of using faith. It's equivalent. Your finance is equivalent to your faith. Your finance in the natural is equivalent to your faith in the spirit. Now let me break this down. Spiritual warfare is ultimately about God's glory and his will. See, the enemy wants us not to give God the glory. So what he wants us to do is take the glory ourselves, always want accolades, always want confidence, so that it'll appear that we're doing this. Oh, he really did preach. Woo, didn't he? The devil is a lie. We're only vessels. We can only do it by the grace of God. So I like to give God the glory. I like to be hidden. I like to be hidden because I know who I am in Christ. I don't need to be, I don't need to accolade. But I'll say it like that. That's where God wants us to be. If your name is never written in the program, it's okay. If they didn't acknowledge you, it's okay. It was good that I was forsaken. That's what Paul said. It was good. Why? It's because he's growing you up. He's teaching you not to be emotionally affected, because you have to be emotionally and spiritually strong to fight the spiritual battle. You can't be a spiritual wimp. You cannot be a spiritual, emotional weakling. I'll say it like that. But the spiritual battle is something that is thrust upon you whether you want it or not. You know, you might talk to somebody and a demon start manifesting and you know it's a demon. And then God lets you know that that person needs deliverance, needs healing, needs to be restored. So that's what I'm going to be teaching about for 2021. God said to me, after seeing some close connection, people connected to me battling spiritually that has now become a physical illness. Listen to me. Healing is the children's bread. God knew that we would need healing. God knew that we would need to be delivered. God knew that we would have to fight the good fight of faith. So I want you to believe that the foundational understanding in your spirit is that you're going to win the spiritual battle. Say, I'm going to win this spiritual battle. I'm not going to let these demons come up to me and give me these thoughts that's not of God. You know, I'm not going to fight my brothers and my sisters because the battle is not carnal. The battle is not natural. It's not with no one else. The battle is within your mind. What the devil meant for evil, listen, God allowed it. Why did he allow it? He allowed it to grow you up. So when you began to look at, God allowed this thing to happen to me, why would he let this happen to me? Lord, I paid my tithes. Lord, I sacrificed. Lord, I didn't do this. Lord, 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 why would you let this happen to me? To grow you up, to get you ready for this end time battle. Yes. To get you ready. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord, but we have a role to play. But I don't want to make you eat all this food at one time. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a short music break. And I want you to go into meditation. Because guess what? 2020, we're going to be teaching about breakthroughs. We're going to be teaching about warfare. We're going to be fasting. And we're going to be able to help people get delivered, set free, so that they may teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ with fire and conviction. Amen, amen. I want you to go into meditation, and I'll be right back. We can't let our children, we can't let our family members be overcome with these demonic forces. You know, they legalized marijuana. All this psychotic behavior. You know, they say, okay, it's legal. I'm going to smoke as much as I want. It's to destroy our generation. So we have to fight. We have to be prepared to fight. We have to be prepared to give a word. We have to be ready at all times. There's no time to be afraid, because either you believe God or you don't. Either you believe the word of God or you don't. Either you're going to act on it or you're going to sit back and you're going to just keep believing it. You're not going to fight the good fight of faith. You must recognize that you and I, that we in this spiritual battle and we want to win. But where do we start? Where do we start? Where do we start? I want to give you a foundation of understanding. And I want you to understand that you will win if you don't quit. But if you skip over these foundational steps, you're going to lose every time. So we're in it to win it. Are we going to make mistakes? Absolutely. But we got a guide. We got instruction from our daddy. He done laid the roadmap out. So we have to surround ourselves with kindred spirits. We have to surround ourselves with people that are for real about the kingdom of God being established here on earth. We ain't got time to be playing around with people that, you know, they want to preach, they want to teach, but they don't want to live the life. We want to be sold out. And when we miss it, we just get back up, dust ourselves off, and keep moving. Amen. My thing is, you're going to win. Okay, the first step, salvation. We have to accept Christ and we have to believe that Jesus has conquered sin. He conquered Satan for you. And we receive the insurance of our salvation. What is that insurance? That assurance is that we belong to God. Amen. I want to get into your ear gate so I can get into your heart gate. And out of the abundance of the mouth, so what you have in your heart, it's going to come out your mouth. You're going to win if you don't quit. You belong to God. You will never lose. He'll never forsake you. I want you to know that he will never forsake you. You're going to go through things, but God will never forsake you. He'll never turn his back on you. And guess what else? That's the best part about it. He's not going to say, give me back thy salvation. I'll take my salvation back. You know, we get mad at people, and we want back what we gave them. But he's not going to do that. So learning the basic, biblical doctrine, the foundation of faith, you got to believe that you're going to win. But when things start happening, especially when it's our children, you're going to cry out for help. You can help everybody else, but when it comes to your own children, you need help. When it comes to your family, well, you probably can help your family. But when it comes to your children, you need to call for help, reinforcement. Amen. I want you to walk in the Spirit. How do we walk in the Spirit? See, you walk in the Spirit with a Spirit-filled life. Walking in an understanding of grace as a lifestyle is only by His grace that we're able to do. There's nothing that I could ever do. There's no one that I could ever help if it is not for His grace. Okay. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I want to ask you if you would be so kindly to turn to Galatians 5. Galatians 5. And then if you would note Romans 8 and 37. I know, Elder, if you'd be so kind to read Galatians 5 for me. Amen. Elder, are you with me? Let me unmute your line.
Yes, I am. Galatians 5.
Okay, would you read that for me?
Yes.
Galatians 5.
Galatians 5, the in King James Version states, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons."
Amen, amen. So, you have been adopted as a son. And let me make this clear. And God is a spirit, and we worship Him in spirit, right? Well, in the spirit realm, there's neither male nor female. So don't get it twisted. When He says son, He's talking about mankind, okay? So we're all sons. We're all adopted because in the spiritual realm, there's neither male nor female. So when you see man, God's talking about mankind. We don't want to get that twisted, amen. We want to understand that God has no respecter of person. He uses whoever He wants to use. Amen, amen. But walking in the Spirit, we have to understand that a Spirit-filled life and understanding our identity in Christ is so important. Victory is not in a formula, but victory is easy when we learn to embrace it. So when we learn to embrace that we belong to God, then we have victory. By faith, the victory that Jesus has already accomplished is ours. So when we learn our identity, we don't fight in the natural because we don't have to. You know, Jesus could have just took over. He was so humble when He went to the cross. He had all power in His hand. Just because we can use that power and abuse some situations, we don't do it. There's some things we might know the answer to. We don't answer it because sometimes we have to let people go through to get to. And especially in this season, I want to encourage everyone on the line. Get equipped. Get equipped. Get equipped. Ask God to fix you on the inside. If there's any unforgiveness, I'm telling you, that's a portal that the enemy used so that he can bring in everybody else, his family. See, if you're walking in unforgiveness and you're always bringing up the past because you can't get over it, you don't know how to forgive yourself. And it's, a lot of times it's not about the other person. It's about your unforgiveness. See, we got to be equipped, and we have to have a soldier attitude that we're going to win. That we're going to win. Walking in the Spirit and understanding that we have to walk in the Spirit as a lifestyle. A lifestyle. So somebody make you angry. And this may be, I'm going to say it's probably Thursday, because, you know, you was all spiritually uplifted on Sunday and maybe Monday and Tuesday. And then maybe Wednesday, you know. Thursday came, man, you kind of like, okay, I need a refill. So somebody did something to you, you just get straight back with them. We gotta grow up. And we have to look at these situations and say, okay, God, you allowed this to happen. What am I supposed to learn from this? And what am I supposed to teach from this? Because it's not about us. It's about purpose, will in our lives. See, we're not working for our victory. We're working for the kingdom of heaven to manifest through the lives of people. So we're in this end time battle. So don't, when you see these young people all discombobulated all over the place, emotionally, the distress, psychologically, at a spiritual low, it's because we're not doing what we're supposed to do. You know, we teach and preach, but it's time for us to take it to the street. It's time for us to really connect, especially with our young people, because their mindset is so different from what ours was. So we have to have this soldier mentality. And in order to have a soldier mentality, oh, my God, can you imagine doing the same thing every day the same way and not falling off? I have Brother Dave on the line, I believe. And he does a broadcast that's called The Spirit of a Soldier. It's a whole different attitude. You know, and we're one of the members of our ministry passed away. And his service will be next week. He was a corporal. And when I encountered him, I knew that he had this corporal mentality. But it wasn't for God. It was for the world. But thanks and be to God and glory be to God, he accepted Christ. He was converted. Believe that corporal mentality that he had in the natural, he had that same anointing in the Spirit. We have to be like a soldier. We can't talk about it. We got to be about it. So don't fight the little battles. You know, leave them little battles alone. Let it be. We fight the battles that matter. The battle that comes to destroy our family. The battle that comes to take salvation from our children. The battle that come against our legacy in Christ. We got to be focused on winning the battles within. So I've been with you, and I want to ask you right now, if you would begin to ask God to give you an awareness of anything that's in you that's not pleasing to me. The enemy may have made residence in you. God can show it to you. That's where we're going to start. And I'm here every single Wednesday. Starting 2021, we're going to be talking about this end time battle. We're going to be talking about the battle within. We're going to be talking about the foundation of the spiritual battle. Who are we fighting? Who are we fighting? We're going to talk about the emotions within us, the flesh upon us, the world around us, the fear before us. We're going to be talking about guilt and anger and pride and discontentment and unforgiveness and unrepentance and we're going to be talking about Satan's nuclear option, how he most effectively wins. We're going to be talking about adversary. We're going to be talking about how to become what God wants us to be and understanding your spiritual authority. You have to understand it. Because God said we're going to win. So I want you to join this spiritual boot camp. It's going to be every single Wednesday. And so that we can be properly go through our basic training, that we'll be equipped with our backpack, which is truth. Amen. We'll have our protective vest on, which is righteousness. We're going to have our proper footwear on. We're going to be ready. Our readiness. We're going to have on the shield of faith. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the helmet of salvation. We're going to give you scripture. We're going to put on the whole armor of God. Because the weapons of our warfare are only mighty through God. I want to thank you so much for joining in. I want to thank you for fighting the good fight of faith. I want to thank you for not quitting. I want to thank you for continuing to serve God. I want to thank you for just reinforcing yourself, building yourself back up. You know, I don't care what they said about you. Forget about it. Let's go into this next year with a whole different demeanor. If anybody have offended you, if you know anyone that have hurt you, I want to encourage you, call them up. Let them know. Tell them you forgive them. Start it off fresh. Fresh fire. Because this is a year of overflow. Abundance of rain is coming. When the world thinks it's going to be this, God said it's going to be that. Start your business. Make your plan. Write it out. God's getting ready to drive your life into the fullness that you're going to be a blessing to every single one that you meet. Amen. You think you have already been doing that. It's about to be at another level. Amen. Breakthrough has come to your house. I want to thank you for another broadcast. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI, Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we are blessed to be a blessing. And if you like what we're doing, we want to encourage you to sow where you grow. Go to www.giveify.com. That's GIVELIFY. And look for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters, and you can sow into the ministry. And I'll tell you what, every single dime goes back into the vision and the purpose for the ministry. So we're building up the ministry. And I want to thank our own program director, Minister Cherie Colbert. She's doing an excellent job. Join in. We're here every day at 5. Every day at 5, we're here. And we have Prophetess Patterson, B. Patterson. She's here on Mondays. We have, Brother/Minister, David Patterson. He's here on Tuesdays. I'm here on Wednesdays. Elder is on Thursdays. And then on Fridays, we have, he's a new ministry, and he's a new program, not a new ministry, but a new program. He's here with us. I know Minister Cherie is on the line. I'm going to ask her, what is our program? What is his name on Friday? Minister Cherie, open the line.
Saturday at 5. Yes, Minister Lancaster.
Minister Lancaster, amen. That's the one with the food ministry, right?
Yes, ma'am, with Nazarene.
All right. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So if you like what we're doing, Minister Cherie, any new broadcast, she take you in, she gets you ready. And, you know, we're just trying to build soldiers to have confidence that when you speak the word, that you have confidence to know that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment is already condemned. I'm excited and delighted about what God is doing, and I want to thank you, and I'm going to pray us out a short prayer, but I want to encourage you to know that the labor, your labor of love, have not gone unnoticed, and it shall be rewarded. So those gifts that you have, God's going to use them. Father, we thank you for this hour of power. And God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would keep us in the hollow of your care. Father, that we would know you, we'll hear your voice, and God, we'll move at your command. Father, I ask you to forgive anyone on the line that may be walking in any type of condemnation, for you have come to set us free. And God, we know that we're free indeed. So, Father, right now, you are the purpose for our praise, God. You are the purpose for our praise. God, give us an anointing that when we speak a word, that it will penetrate the hearts of your people and lives will be changed and made better because they have heard the word of God. Amen, amen. God bless everyone. Take this time, love on somebody, share the word of God with them, have sympathy, empathy. There's a difference. And compassion. Amen. Because God want to use you for that reason. God bless everyone. And I want to say in closing, you look so good to me. Why? Because that gift looks good on you. God bless everyone and have a wonderful evening.
The gift that looks good on you.
You were born with a grace.
The gift that looks good on you.
That grace is your gift.
The gift that looks good on you.
It's a divine enablement.
The gift that looks good on you.
If you work your grace, the grace will work for you. Company, teach the lesson.
The systems of the world
system.
Will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems were designed to make you doubt what heaven said.
Don't you doubt.
The systems of the world.
These systems
will try to take your confidence.
Yes, they will.
For these systems.
Design.
To make you sit down on your
heels. Don't you let.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
When he sees it operating.
Yes.
It's a compliment to him.
Give him glory.
But the gift God gave to you.
This gift.
Give it back to him.
Offer it up.
But